tonight we want to look in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33. And we want to read two verses and just make some simple applications tonight that maybe can help us. The title of this message tonight is The Promise of Strength for Every Day. Kind of goes along with really both songs that John sang, really kind of goes along with the message tonight. And I appreciate that. Tonight we have to rely on our promises. We have to rely on what God shares, what God tells us, the hope that we have in the Lord. And we find this from the Word of God. And so it's amazing how that when we rely on man, then eventually disappointment will come. But when we rely on the Lord, if we truly rely on Him, it doesn't mean we're not gonna, we're not gonna have problems. It doesn't mean that we're gonna understand everything. But based upon what the Bible tells us, He'll never fail us. And so for that, we should be grateful. So let's read these two verses found in Deuteronomy 33. We're going to read verses 24 and 25. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So I want us to kind of think about verse 25 and the application of this as believers, and that is, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for another opportunity that we have to come and spend some time with you. And Father, I pray that you'll speak to hearts accordingly. You know what each heart needs. Father, encourage us and help us to be reminded of how you do help us every day. And we do pray for these requests of prayer that was mentioned throughout the day, even some that weren't mentioned, that you know that's on people's hearts. We pray for those that are watching online and do so faithfully, that you'll encourage them and help them and strengthen them. And so, Father, we ask that you help me tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, I'm convinced that every person tonight needs encouragement. It seems like that we're constantly hearing bad news. We hear, it just seems like it comes in droves as far as bad news. When you start getting bad news, then it continues. And if we allow the bad news and if we allow those things to really grip us, then it can really weigh us down. It can cause discouragement. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed before, but you can be telling something that you're excited about, you're excited about whatever it is that you're telling, and maybe the person that you're telling don't get as excited as you are, and then their very first comment is, it's something negative. How's that going to work for you? Or how's this going to, and you kind of understand what I'm getting at. And then all of a sudden, you that are telling the excitement, then all of a sudden your countenance changes. And maybe you're not as excited anymore. And maybe you maybe even start doubting things yourself. And so it's important that we, as we live this life, that although, yes, there's going to be bad news, there's going to be things that's going on that we're not happy with, and we understand all that. But it's also important for us to be encouraged. And it's also important for us to realize where our encouragement comes. And that is found in the Word of God. And that's the reason we've titled the message, The Promise of Strength for Every Day. And that's taken in the latter part of verse 25, where it says, As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And we all are living a road called life. Every one of us is living a road called life. And in that road called life, there's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. There's going to be times that we face hard things. And it can come at any age. And I think that sometimes we maybe don't realize that our young people are going through hard times as well. And so the challenge for us tonight is, don't give up. Don't turn away. And don't give in. Don't give up. Don't turn away. And don't give in. If we took time to read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 33, it would actually be a chapter of blessing. And it speaks of blessing. Verse 1 tells us that Moses spoke to the children of Israel. And he spoke blessing. He was trying to encourage them. And because the road that they were on was difficult. The road that they were on was full of challenges, as you know, the children of Israel, and you know some of the challenges that they faced. But the most important thing that I think can bring us blessing and that brought them blessing was understanding that God would be with them. Understanding that God would be with them no matter what they faced. And we actually see, as far as application, that not only God is with them, but also that God is with us. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, For all the promises of God in Him are ye. And in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So in other words, we have those promises. As Moses was addressing them and trying to encourage them, because as we know, Moses didn't go with them. So it was almost like a passage that he was giving blessing because he wouldn't be with them, but God would be. And God would be with them. So the most important thing as we grow and as we go down this road called life, there's going to be changes. There's things that your parents and that my parents and people in your life tried to help you. I could give you a list of individuals that I can honestly say has helped me in life. But those people that I'm thinking about have already gone on. They're already with the Lord. So it's time for us to be an encouragement to others. As people helped us, then we're to help others. And it's kind of like, handing the baton, as this journey calls life. And because we're to encourage and we're to help and we're to lift up. So for just a little while, I want us to consider these verses and apply them to our journey. And the first thing I want us to consider is found in verse 25. And I want us to consider, it says, Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. So the first point I'd like to make tonight is this. We learn that as Christians, as believers, as children of God, we are travelers. We are travelers on a journey. And so the word shoes represents that we are travelers. We're moving. We don't sit still. We're moving in this journey called life. Well, what are shoes for? Well, therefore walking for a journey. Therefore walking for a journey. The Christian life is a journey which begins on earth and continues in heaven. Some people would say it begins on earth and ends in heaven. Well, it doesn't end in heaven. That's just our destination, but it doesn't end in heaven because our journey continues in heaven. And so when we are conceived, when we are born into this world, into this life, then our journey begins. And so we have decisions that we make in this journey. We have things that we do in this journey. But the most important thing in this journey is that we know Christ as our personal Savior. And so there's not a time frame that you accept Christ. There's sometimes that people accept Christ at a very early age, and there's sometimes that people accept Christ at a later age, and there's sometimes that it's just before their passing. But the most important thing is that they accept Christ. That's the most important decision in this journey called life that we need to make. And so if there's any question here tonight or any that are watching, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you can get things right tonight. You can make that decision. You can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, "And thou shalt be saved." And so there's a lot of different doctrines, and there's a lot of different false doctrines, and like I was mentioning this morning about the influence of Satan, there's a lot of those things, and he's ultimately trying to destroy that journey that we're on. So knowing Christ as our personal Savior, and once we know Christ, and once we have Christ in our life, then's when our journey truly begins. It's having these promises and focusing on these promises and realizing that we are travelers in this journey. So a Christian life is a journey which begins on earth and continues in heaven. Now, and we won't read it because most of us could recite it or to quote it. But I want you to think in your mind. I want you to say Psalm 23, and I want you to think of how it begins. And then I want you to think of how it ends. You might have to say the whole thing to know how it ends. But the point is, that really is a representation of life, Psalm 23. That's really a representation of six verses that gives us the story of life. But the most important thing is found in the first verse, and that's having the Lord as our shepherd. See, that's having that realization of the Lord being our shepherd, which he's our help. He's our strength. He's our shield. He's everything to us. And so it begins with verse 1 and ends with verse 6. And it describes us as pilgrims. Pilgrims on a journey. Remember what I said, that we're travelers on a journey. And believers and Christians, children of God, are travelers, in which we think of the word shoes. That we're on this journey, that we're traveling. The word shoes reminds us that we are travelers and we don't stay in one place. That we're travelers and we don't stay in one place. Well, you can rest assured tonight, it's been so long. Now, when I was growing up, it was nothing for me to go outside without shoes. It was nothing for me. I would go everywhere without shoes a lot of times. But if I tried to do that right now, I couldn't stay in one place because it would hurt so bad. And you would see me doing this hop, skip, and a jump and all those things, because as soon as I stepped on a rock or a pebble or a stick or something, then I'd be in trouble. But the word shoes speaks of the fact that we're on a journey and we don't stay in one spot. That's why we have to have replacement shoes, because the tread many times wears out. So that's the first point about shoes, as far as that we're travelers, that we're on a journey called life, and that we're travelers. Well, the second point I'd like to make is this. We journey, and the reason we need shoes is we journey over rough country. Rough country. The people whom God made this promise would be traveling on some very rough terrain. There would be mountains, there would be rocks, there would be objects, and there would be all kinds of things that they would have to walk through. Now, I'll be the first to admit, when I read the Bible, and when I read about their journey, and when I read about the places that God was sending them, and that God promised them as they went into, you know, we think of Jericho, and we think of places like that. I'll be perfectly honest with you. One of the last things that I think about is shoes. Because I'm focusing on the journey. I'm focusing on the events. I'm focusing on all the things that's taking place. I'm focusing on what God is having them to do and directing them to do. But you know, they had to have shoes. They had to have shoes. So when I think of shoes, I think of this rough country that they would have to travel. And so shoes wear out because of the rough terrain. Because of, when we have shoes, they wear out, they get aged, they change shapes, they do all these things, and eventually we have to have new shoes. But I want you to notice something about verse 25. Verse 25 says, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass." They shall be iron and brass. And although the road was going to be rough for them, and they were going to travel on this rough journey, if those shoes, and this is application here, if those shoes were made of iron and brass, that lets us know that they're never going to wear out. Now, how can we apply that to our life? When God's with us, He never wears out. When God helps us, when we apply the promises, they'll never wear out. As we travel on this journey called life, as we go on this rough road of life and this rough terrain in many places, then we're going to have what we need to get through it. And what we need will never wear out because it's from the Lord. So it'll never wear out. And let me give you this thought. He saves us. He gives us a home called heaven. We'll be traveling to that home. There will be temptation. There will be trials. There'll be tests. But He'll help us. He is with us because the Bible says He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So in these journeys called life, in this journey called life, then He will help us. And so I want to read to you just a few verses tonight. And first is found in Psalm 34, verse 19. "Many are the afflictions of the righteousness, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." So that tells us that in this journey called life, as we put on these shoes and the understanding that they're made of brass, of what I just read to you just a few moments ago, we're going to be going over this rough terrain. We're going to have these afflictions. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," but notice what the promise is. The promise is, "But the Lord will deliver him out of them all." So that means whatever journey or whatever we're facing, and we're all faced with something different every day. Some of you will be faced with things this week. We don't know what it is. Maybe you already know. But some of you will be faced with things this week. And God gives us what we need for every aspect of the journey. You know, some people might need a little more this week. Some people might need a little less, but the point is, God's with us and God's going to give us what we need each and every day. And He knows what we need. He knows what we're in need of, and we rest upon that promise because life is a journey and we're travelers. And so He provides these shoes for us for this journey and these promise, and it's these shoes that will never wear out. Never wear out. So in John chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says, these things, and this is the words of Jesus, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. So that tells us that we can have peace on this journey. In the world ye shall have tribulation. So that speaks of tribulation. That speaks of that rough road that we're going to have. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So that means he has overcome, he has overcome anything that we're going to face. He understands it. He has overcome it, and we find our help. You see, this is encouragement for the believer. This is encouragement. Another verse that is found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. The Bible says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." Again, on this journey, there's going to be suffering. You know, I wished I could tell you tonight that the road of a life of a Christian, there's not going to be suffering, but there is. There's individuals in different countries, and I hope it never reaches us, but there's always potential. But there's people in other countries that's getting arrested if they was to meet like we're meeting here. And so they have to do it secretly. And all the time, there's people looking for this meeting. They're looking. So their lives are in danger, but the Lord understands and the Lord knows. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you." But notice what verse 13 says. "But rejoice, insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Again, that tells us on this journey of life, there's going to be trials. There's going to be strange things, these fiery trials. The Bible says, which will try you, almost like it's strange that we're having these, but yet it's part of this journey, it's part of this life. But realize the blessing is we're understanding a little of what Christ went through. You know, we can look at Christ's life, and we can look at his life and see some of the things and the hatred that people had for him. There was a great hatred for Christ. And believe it or not, there's still a lot of hatred for him today. But I'm thankful tonight that he loves you. And that he loves me. And that he loves those that are lost. You know, no one likes to be part of the journey of this rough road. But it is a journey. And journeys continue. Journeys isn't something that just stands still and stays in one place. But on a journey, you're constantly moving. But knowing that we have help because the Lord knows all about it should bring encouragement to us. Knowing that the Lord would help us. Number three tonight, we journey one step at a time. We journey one step at a time. These shoes speaks of walking. And we walk one step at a time. And I'll be the first to tell you, sometimes when we take a step, I just soon be way over here. But we have to walk there. And that's the journey called life. As thy days, the Bible says in verse 25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. That speaks of we're traveling. As of thy days, so shall thy strength be. We only travel one day at a time. We make plans. We say, well, this time next month I'm going to be doing this, or this time next month I'm going to be doing that, or this time next year I hope to be doing this. But we're not there yet. So we can have plans. We can, you know, and it's good to have plans. But plans may not happen. And that's why we take them one day at a time. One day at a time. We only travel one day at a time. We don't travel by weeks. We don't travel by months. We don't travel by years, but we travel by steps. Therefore, we need these shoes. The shoes that we have that's promise that never wears out. Psalm 37, verse 23, the Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways." Again, that speaks of a journey one step at a time. And you know, if we were honest with ourselves, if we knew all that would be happening to us, I don't believe we could handle the pressure. I don't believe that we could handle the pressure. Because each step of our journey is preparing us for what we're to face next. We are not to be anxious about tomorrow, but we're to take the step for today. And there's times that we're anxious about the what ifs. We're anxious about the possibilities. We're anxious about the things that we think of. But again, we need to focus on the promises of the Lord. That's what we rely on. We rely on the promises. We rely on these promises. We rely on this strength that He gives daily. And number four tonight, as we have this journey to heaven, strength will be provided. Strength will be provided. I refer back to that verse, that latter part of the verse where it says, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Strength is guaranteed. In our days, it increases. Our strength increases. And there's enough strength to get us through every day. But here's what we do. We don't rely on our own strength because we get weak. When we rely on our own strength, we get weak. But we rely on His strength, who strengthens us. I want to show you one verse in closing tonight, one passage of Scripture that proves to us that we live daily. And that's found in 1 Kings chapter 17. And I want to read to you this portion of Scripture. And this is dealing with Elijah. This is during the drought that was predicted, that he mentioned, that would last for, I believe it was 3 years. In verse 8 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," and this is Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." And he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he was come to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called unto her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." Now her reply was, and she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dwell or and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." So all she had was enough for that one meal. She was looking to what she wouldn't have tomorrow. She was looking to what she wouldn't have the next day. She was looking to what she wouldn't have the week gone by. And she ultimately was saying, I'm going to eat this and we don't have anything else and I'm going to die. And that was her mindset. She was living and she was looking into the future. And verse 13 says, and Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord. Here's the promise. The promises that we rely on. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal should not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did. She was following the command. She was following the Lord. And did unto thy saying of Elijah. And she and he in her house did eat many days. And verse 16 tells us, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake to Elijah. The promise to live daily. We just live daily because we're on a journey called life. And we close realizing tonight, we close realizing that he is the one that helps us. He is the one, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We have a promise of strength for every day. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, how sometimes we are guilty of worrying about tomorrow, worrying about next week, worrying about the future. But Lord, we know that you hold the future. Help us to realize that we are on a journey of life and that you provide the shoes that we need, that we may walk through the rough roads, that we may travel as you direct us, and that we have the promise to provide for us daily. Father, if there's someone here tonight that needs help, that needs to come and talk to you, Lord, I pray that they'll come and speak with you. Father, if there's someone here that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior, or someone that's watching that don't know Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart and cause them to realize they need you. Father, bless us tonight and bless this invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.